We are here. We are back in the Torah. The Parasha Devarim, Book of Deuteronomy, Chapter 2, Verse 2. Finally, Moshe continues here. Finally, Adonai said to me, "You have been going around this mountain long enough. Head north and give this order to the people. You are to pass through the territory of your kinsmen, the descendants of Esau, who lives in Seir. They will be afraid of you, so be very cautious. And don't get into disputes with them, for I am not going to give you any of their land, no, not even enough for one foot to stand on. Inasmuch as I have given Mount Seir to Esau as his possession." As rebellious and as idolatrous that Esau was, God still had an inheritance for him. The ancient rabbis spoke of this and said that even idolaters inherit from their parents under biblical law. The parents of Esau, namely his father, Adonai, the God of the universe, still showing his grace to the rebellious and idolatrous Esau. "Pay them money for the food you eat," verse 6, "and pay them money for the water you drink. For Adonai your God has blessed you in everything your hands have produced. He knows that you have been traveling through this vast desert. These 40 years, Adonai your God has been with you, and you have lacked nothing." Again, that reminder that the ancient Jewish people were not wandering Jews. They were not lost. God was with them the whole time, demonstrating his ability to provide for them in the middle of the wilderness for 40 years. They lacked nothing. What a statement to be able to look back on our lives and say, you know what, all these years, God was with us and we lacked nothing. We always had what we needed. Verse 8, "So we went on past our kinsmen, the descendants of Esau, living in Seir, left the road through the Arava from Eilat and Etzion Gever, and turned to pass along the road through the desert of Moab. Adonai said to me, 'Don't be hostile toward Moab or fight with them, because I will not give you any of their land to possess, since I've already given Ar to the descendants of Lot as their territory.'" The Amim used to live there, a great and numerous people as tall as the Anakim. They are also considered Rephaim, or giants, as are the Anakim, but the Moavim called them Amim. In Seir, the Horim used to live, but the descendants of Esau dispossessed and destroyed them, settling in their place. Israel did similarly in the land it came to possess, which Adonai gave to them. "Now get going," verse 13, "and cross Vadi Zered." So we crossed Vadi Zered. The time between our leaving Kadesh Barnea and our crossing Vadi Zered was 38 years. Until the whole generation of men capable of bearing arms had been eliminated from the camp, as Adonai had sworn they would be. Moreover, Adonai's hand was against them to root them out of the camp until the last of them was gone. Rashi spoke of this and said that every year a proportion or a percentage of the original generation would die off. Every Tisha B'Av night, which is a Jewish holiday commemorating many of the tragedies that have happened to the Jewish people over the ages. Even in the wilderness, they made graves for themselves every year on Tisha B'Av, in which they slept in those graves. And every year, a percentage of them died. In the 40th year, though, the 15,000 who had remained from the first generation went to sleep in the graves on Tisha B'Av and woke up the next day to their surprise, thinking they made a mistake with the date. They did this until they reached Tu B'Av, a different holiday, a celebratory holiday, about a week later, and saw a full moon. Only then did they know they were going to enter the land of Israel with the new generation. So even to this day, Tu B'Av is a holiday and celebrated, and it's a day of joy and of singing and dancing. Verse 16, when all the men who were able to bear arms had died and were no longer part of the people, Adonai said to me, today you are to cross the border of Moab at Ar. When you approach the descendants of Ammon, don't bother them or fight with them, for I will not give you any of the territory of the people of Ammon to possess, since I have given it to the descendants of Lot as their territory. This too is considered a land of the Rephaim. Rephaim, the giants, whom the Emori call Zamzumim, used to live there. They were a large, numerous people, as tall as the Anakim. But Adonai destroyed them as the people of Ammon advanced and settled in their place, just as he destroyed the Horim as descendants of Esav advanced into Seir and settled in their place, where they live to this day. It was the same with the Avim, who lived in villages as far away as Aza. The Kaphtorim, coming from Kaphtor, destroyed them and settled in their place. We're given a lot of ancient history here, people and places that those people in that generation would have been familiar with. The purpose was to instill confidence in the people. Their greatest fear were these races of giants living in these various places in the ancient world. And understanding that God would clear a path and that he was able to defeat even the giants for them would rally them and increase their faith and get them ready for the land that he had promised for them. Verse 24, get up, get moving, and cross the Arnon Valley here. I have put in your hands Sihon the Amori, king of Heshbon, and his land. Commence the conquest, begin the battle. Today I will start putting the fear and dread of you into all the peoples under heaven, so that the mere mention of your name will make them quake and tremble before you. I sent envoys from the Kadamot desert to Sihon, king of Heshbon, with a peaceable message, saying, quote, let me pass through your land, I will keep to the road, turning neither right nor left. You will sell me food to eat for money and give me water to drink for money. I only want to pass through. Do as the people of Esav living in Seir and the Moavim living in Ar did with me until I cross the Yarden into the land Adonai our God is giving us. But Sihon, king of Heshbon, would not let us pass through his territory because Adonai your God had hardened his spirit and made him stubborn so that he could hand him over to you, as is the case today. God had a purpose in that refusal of that ancient king, Sihon, in denying the people of Israel that they could go through his land in their travels. Perfect example of how dead ends that seem to be closed doors in life are all by design, because God wants to use them to bless us in other ways that we could never even understand or imagine. He closed that door for them with Sihon, the king of Heshbon, so that, and it says it there in verse 30, so that he could hand him over to you, as is the case today. This is the Torah, every day.